Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Hey, Woody, before we get to your headlines today, we got that poll up this morning. It's an important one, and we need your help out there. Do you do it, Woody? Do you get your wife something if she says no? Don't get me something.
I mean, the wife, yes, obviously. But this is more for like a casual deal here. But we asked if someone says no gifts for a birthday party, do you still bring a gift?
No.
Split 50-50, which I'm very surprised
about. Wow, you're right.
Because like someone replied to us, and I mean, like, this is how Trisha replied to us. She says, I never arrive without a gift to any party. Very least a nice bottle of wine.
That's what I think I'm going
with. Yeah, I don't think you can really show up to a party without a gift.
Why is the go-to gift now for everybody? Apparently everybody drinks wine now.
Right.
And if you don't, you like to have it for somebody when they come and they go, oh, I'd like a wine. Yeah. Red wine?
You have that option, right?
And stuff. So I guess you do go with the wine. But I got to tell you, man, I did go to a birthday party. And I'm not saying whose birthday party it was. And the wife says, don't get him anything. All just right. Come, please. All He's right. got everything, and his big thing is having all you guys together.
Okay. I mean, it's just a setup.
That's and so the wife goes, you got to get something before we go. And I go, no, we're not getting him anything.
It's a setup. I figured it out. It's a setup.
Nobody has everything. Like, that's just something that you say about people. But, like.
No, but when it comes to this type of situation where they say no, like on this invitation, I just looked at it again. It says, please do not bring gifts.
I think
just your presence is the gift. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't show up with nothing. Like, I got to get a bottle of wine. I got to get a bottle of booze.
Okay.
That person really likes their friends. Like, I don't know.
Why in the hell do people say, please don't bring a gift?
Because it's just something people say. It's
well, like then don't say it.
Say, like, you don't want to look like a pig, but it's basically
gift optional.
Saying bring a gift.
Gift optional means get his ass a gift.
Right, you have to get a gift.
Or get her a gift.
It's not like black tie optional. It's like,
no, if it says gift optional, then you get a gift.
By the way, if it says black tie optional, you probably got to wear a tux.
Right.
I did.
Right.
Yeah.
If it says black tie optional, you're not showing up.
It's just another empty gesture. It's just all it is, an empty statement.
Oh, so now you read into everything for everybody what they really mean?
It's not reading into it. It's just they say no gifts, you bring a gift. You always bring a gift.
What about when your wife just tells me for like the fifth straight year now, you know, we've spent the day together. We got a Christmas tree, no help from kids. And we went out and got the Christmas. She goes, you know, this is a good time. We were holding hands. It was a nice moment. It was really nice. We were even holding hands. That's how far we've been. We were holding hands. And we're walking, and she goes, you know, I was going to tell you, like, let's not get anything
set up
for Christmas for each other and just take care of the kids and grandkids. I go, okay.
It's a setup. It's a setup.
I went, this is awesome. And then I said to myself, then she's going, well, I just saw a few things for you. And I go.
And you get 20 gifts.
And I didn't get you anything.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get you anything. Thank God the kids got you some slippers and a robe.
So the message sent back out is, blank is appreciative of everyone coming out and asked that no gifts be brought, as you are all the gifts enough. Looking forward to seeing everyone. That's the message on the invitation.
For you? Yours?
Yeah. Is that a setup?
No.
Okay.
Then you don't get anything. Say it again.
The girl's name is appreciative of everyone coming out and asked that no gifts be brought, as you all are gifts enough. Looking forward to seeing everyone.
You don't get a gift.
It's her 40th birthday.
That's fantastic. So she wants to kind of downplay it that she's 40.
Right.
But just wants to be with friends.
Right. Come hang as we celebrate the 40th birthday party. Here's the location. And then she's appreciative of everyone coming out and asked to no gifts be brought.
How's the husband doing in life? Pretty good?
He's all right. Doing okay.
You stop. All right, let me get to some headlines here.
Struggling a little. It's my boy, Rose. I'm going to get crushed now.
He's struggling a little bit. Well, maybe you should get a gift then. The guy's struggling.
Just a bottle of booze. Is that a bottle of booze okay? A bottle of wine?
Well, what's she like?
I don't know. She likes to drink, too, at these things.
Go to Publix and grab a bottle off the top.
All right, what?
$18, $19 bottle.
Sorry about that. Really, we burned classic up your time, man.
Yeah, we're going to skip all the sports stories and jump right into this. We had a Florida boater found $1 million worth of white powder floating in the water in the Florida Keys. 69 pounds worth of this powder was estimated to have a $1 million street value. Guy turned it in.
He turned
classy
it in?
Move.
Wow. He turned. Because there was a time down in the Keys where they didn't turn it in. They turned it over
to the people
who were going to sell it.
Right. Tax them a little bit.
All right, we move to the sport of competitive eating here, and Joey Chestnut has wowed people again here. He was in a cocktail shrimp eating contest. Oof. And he ate 17 pounds of cocktail shrimp in 8 minutes. It's not even his own record, by the way. He once almost ate 19 pounds.
I like 3, 4, 5 of those big boys. But
you don't want 18
how many
pounds of it?
No.
I mean, that's a lot of shrimp.
This guy just, every time he does it, you're just like, wow.
Oh, God. It's giving me heartburn thinking about it.
I do love shrimp, too. I love shrimp and lobster.
But after you do that, can you ever eat it again? Like, he can't go to a restaurant now.
I think that guy can do anything. Like, if there's
know
money involved or a record involved. He just blocks the world out, man.
Oh,
yeah, but like, you ever order shrimp cocktail? Like, it's just something that's served at like events, right? Like,
no,
there's a world famous one in Indianapolis, right? What's that place called? St. Elmo's.
It's spicy though. It's hot.
I know you can't eat it anymore, but it's world famous.
I had to turn it down. It killed me.
I get it. I know you. I'm not saying for you. I'm just saying it's like world famous.
What
world
the hell,
renowned.
Kimbo Camper? Friggin' got the greatest stomach. I always say this. Like, most guys, as you get older, if you've been there, and they're famous, you're right. And Kimbo Camper's, like, stomach isn't affected by – he still throws down chili dogs.
You can't.
At football games, I go, bro, is your heart – you don't get heartburn? Never had it in his life. Oof. Drinking coffee and throwing down –
oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Chili dogs?
Whoa.
Loaded?
That might be it for you at that.
All right, now that we're on the topic of food, do you know what today is?
No idea.
It's National Brownie Day.
Oh.
I don't know if you're a brownie guy or not, but...
like me a brownie.
Mary Med in Massachusetts, which is a medical marijuana company, has made the largest edible weed brownie, weighing in at 850 pounds.
What happened?
World's largest.
850 pounds?
You ever had a weed brownie?
Yes, I have.
They're good.
Yep, I have.
Prefer to do it before I go to sleep, though. Like, just kind of finish up the night.
So you probably don't want to eat all of this at once. It contains 20,000 milligrams of THC.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 1,344 eggs, 81 pounds of flour. That's
a lot of flour.
Yeah, they're going to distribute it out to their medical patients all over Massachusetts.
That's really nice of them.
Yeah.
You know what I was
going
to ask one day, and you got to be careful because I never want to offend part of people that I don't. I sometimes I do, but I don't do it on purpose most of the time.
This doesn't sound like a good setup.
No, but have you ever been to the states where things are legal? Are you ever curious and go to one of those shops? Have you guys
dispensary?
Been? Yes, you've been.
I haven't been to a state yet to go to a dispensary like that. Recreational. You know, the marijuana, the medical stuff different, but not the recreation.
I'm not talking medical.
Right.
No, you got the card yet. And you can.
Right.
You ever been, Woody?
Yes, I have.
Which
state?
A
couple of different states. I went in Colorado.
That's
and,
where my brother went one.
In
yeah.
Vegas.
Yeah. And Vegas, it's all over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Colorado,
you haven't
by
been
the
to
way,
Washington yet.
Well, no, but like we went to.
I'm going to next August, right.
We went to Aspen and like you had, we were trying to find a liquor store. You could not find a liquor store. There is a weed, there's a dispensary on like every block there.
So my brother told me about Aspen. He said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Because you could find those everywhere.
We're like, hey, where's
corner.
The liquor store? Like, oh, we don't know.
I've never been to any of those places. We got to go to break here. We've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Got a lot more stuff to get to here.
850-pound weed brownie. That's a big brownie.
They do have all
That's
kinds.
That's a big brownie.
And you go those. You got the gummy right. bears, and they got the different chocolate chip or brownies.
Yes.
And they tell you, go, man, no, sir, don't eat too much of this, though. Put you in a different world.
Mm. Heard one of those stories before.
Yeah, you don't want those. You don't want to be there. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.